This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good Day Health on the air now. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell and our weekly visit. There are so many things that we have to talk about. There always are. Jack is so helpful to so many thousands of people. I would say tens of thousands of people that listen to this program and to the podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. He also has his own podcast, which we remind you about every week, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's his website. So you get two for the price of one, Jack. You get your sort of board-certified presentation, and you get our board-certified presentation, GoodDayHealthShow.com and ForbiddenDoctor.com. Yep, Jack is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor, practices with his wife Mary and his family at the clinic they have in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's also a board member of the NUCA, whatever organization, what do they call it? The NUCA.
Standards of Certification. It's the board that certifies other boards certified doctors.
Right. So you can't get into the world that he's in without his approval. I guess that's the bottom line.
That couldn't have been said better.
Thank you. Sometimes I do say things that are said well. Also, he's a GAPS practitioner, so he knows about inflammation, all the problems that we have in our bodies, starting in our gut. So I'm going to continue a conversation that you and I were having off the air for a moment or two, talking about my recent TIA and the treatments that have been recommended, the focus on cholesterol, the focus on plaque, why I have no plaque at all, none, zero in my thoracic cavity, but yet I have some plaque in my carotid arteries, which could have been the problem, hard to diagnose because it leaves no trace when you have those TIAs. At least the one that I had quickly resolved itself, and so we move on. And I'm trying various medications, but frankly not having much luck with them. I think I told you that. I've told Ken that the statins that I've been on, I've tried three of them now, and none of them agree with me. I guess there are a couple of more that I can still try out.
There's a dozen or so.
Yeah, but there are other things that you suggest and other folks that are more homeopathic suggest, the red yeast rice and that sort of thing. And Standard Process, which is the company that you represent and finds its way into most chiropractors' offices, that's how they distribute, other than I guess you can order directly from Standard Process, I think. Or does it always have to be through a chiropractor, somebody that they recognize as a good service provider? I've never asked you that question.
No, it needs to go through a professional who can watch your reactions to this stuff, because this stuff actually works. It's not synthetic. Yeah. It comes from food and will initiate physiological changes in the body for the better. We just want to watch and make sure that you got what you need.
Well, one of the things that's come up as a sort of subtle supplement, if you will, the standard of things before statins was red yeast rice, which used to be sort of stronger than it is. I don't know whether the drug companies, when they started 30 or so years ago, when they started with statins, say that 100 times fast, started with statins, they tried to poo-poo and were successful to a point at getting the formula that was used to make the all-natural red yeast rice less effective than it had been before. Is that true? Am I remembering that the way it happened?
I don't know. That sounds familiar. It keeps going back and forth all the time. You'd think that the CDC was behind that with all the flip-flops.
Yeah. Well, they do that. Look at what they're doing, what they have done with the virus. Every day it's a different story. Yep. You know, you can, you can't, you do, you don't. And so it's very confusing for the average person. And so that brings us around to another recommendation. And I guess this is brought about because what happened with Trump and his getting the virus and not wearing a mask. And you've said that you didn't think that wearing a mask was that effective unless you wear the one that separates out the one micron, because that's the size of the virus. So Trump wasn't wearing a mask. the big event in the White House for the nomination of the lady for the Supreme Court. A lot of people around, nobody protected, nobody's wearing a mask. The debate on the Republican side, nobody's wearing a mask, nobody's protected. And bingo, they all come down with the virus. So, you have a podcast that we talked about last week about wearing masks and whether they're effective or they aren't. And I guess I wonder at this point what your observation is. Are you sticking with your original, or is it because all these people were exposed to each other and weren't protected that the virus went wild among
that
group?
We're assuming, we just make the assumption it was because they weren't wearing a mask. There's
well, what is, what's another possibility?
We just make the assumption that wearing a mask will protect you and not wearing a mask will open you up to infection. When you are swimming through an absolute ocean of these viruses, there, according to virology reports that I have read over the years, there is 10 to the 31st power. Now, that is a huge, unimaginable number. 10 to the 31st power of viruses floating through the atmosphere of this planet right now. 10 to the 31st power of viruses in the water. 10 to the 31st power of viruses in the earth. You are walking through an ocean of these things constantly. When the COVID first began to be exposed in China, 3 weeks, they found it in the snowbanks of the Western Alps. And nobody had been there yet, but the researchers started finding this stuff all over the planet. You can't escape it. And so whether they got it because they were wearing a mask or they were not wearing a mask, their skins are covered with this stuff all the time. Again, it comes down to the immune system and poisoning and other kinds of things that are taking place. There's so many other factors that are involved with your resilience to the presence of a virus. To just say a mask is the go, no-go situation, to me, is very scientifically naive.
Scientifically naive. That's an interesting way of putting it. We all have, our priorities when it comes to thinking about medicine. A lot of it depends on what we were brought up to believe. And some of it, pardon my voice, I got a little, the ragweed now. I wish the standard process had something for that. Wow. The ragweed and the allergies this fall. Oof.
Antrinex.
Antrinex. I am taking that, but does it get rid of the hoarseness, though, that comes? What does it do to prevent? I don't want to be hoarse because of what I do for a living.
That's obviously the inflammation. So you do need some Congaplex.
All right, okay.
All right, I'll get that to you, too.
Get that. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Jack and the most recent Good Day Health podcast that features him is a focus on your posture. If you didn't hear this conversation, this is an explanation of how your posture, one way or another, can affect your dental health. And we all know, if we are aware of our bodies and how they function, that without good dental hygiene, good strong gums, clean, and just gums that don't have disease in them, that's a real anchor point in your body for your health. And inflammation, as Jack tells you, and Ken will tell you that too, is the root of all evil. So you got to make sure in this case that your posture is good, because it could affect your dental health. That gets explained by Dr. Jack. We also have a discussion in this particular podcast about vitamin K and what impact that may have on you if you're in the same situation I'm in with regard to blood and blood thinners. So get the information every week. Lots and lots of people, tens of thousands of folks now listening. The numbers keep going up every month. Congratulations to Jack and the work he's doing. Check it all out in the weekly Good Day Health podcast. Jack Stockwell at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults, Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, moving back into our focus here on your health and well-being from the perspective of NUCA board-certified chiropractor Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com is the website. So under the circumstances, we've got the president who goes through all of this stuff. I'm wondering what your take on that is, what you thought about the way they handled it, the emphasis on all the drugs that came as a result of his being treated. And again, back to what I would prefer to talk about, and that is, you know, we're all after the fact. Medicine today is all after the fact, and it ought not to be. It ought to be about prevention. So, you know, can we take it, if Trump had done X, would he not have had the results that he had? If he had been more proactive and taking care of, his diet is terrible. He's 25 pounds overweight. So all of those things, he doesn't get enough sleep. You know, any number of things that could contribute to this.
Sure.
So what is somebody like that? What is the average person who is really conscious and really doesn't want to get, I mean, who the hell wants to get this, but wants to be proactive? What do they do? What's supplementation, if that's what we have to do, or other activities, keep us from getting this?
We have a podcast on that very subject called What to Do Before, During, and After the Flu. And it's not just designed at influenza A or B or any of the other things. It's designed at a viral expression in the body and what's the best way to reinforce the innate strength of the immune system to be able to take care of those problems. Now, what are the overall statistics, age group, demographics of people who are found positive with COVID and actually succumb to it, actually die to it? I mean, the numbers are ridiculously small anymore. And as Chris, the Fox News guy, Chris on Sunday mornings, was saying, I think he said it this Sunday morning, he said, we
Chris
are
Cuomo
in the last,
on CNN.
Not Chris Cuomo, but Chris, the guy
Wallace.
That did the
podcast, Wallace.
Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace,
yeah.
Said, he says, we're in the last month before the election. You can't trust anything anymore that is said by anybody that's outside of a political connotation. And so when you look at the CDC's numbers, the published numbers every week, the rate, the infectious fatality rate, the actual number that means something, people that were seropositive, not by some PCR test, blood test positive, and then succumbed, the numbers have been dropping ever since the second week in April. And so there's more to this than that. It's a political show. It's mostly a political show right now.
It's a news media show, and it's all about, you know, emphasizing, like Fauci said, the nomination of that was a dangerous situation. Yeah, but again, that's the after the fact. So what do we do before the fact? You shouldn't have had the ceremony in the first place. Frankly, that would have stopped part of the problem. All right, we continue on. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. You're listening to Good Day Health, our podcast every week, gooddayhealthshow.com. And Jack's podcast, very directed, that he and Mary, his wife, do from their clinic in Salt Lake City at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, so we keep talking. We make references all the time to supplements, supplementation. As you know, and you have known me now for 13, 14, 15 years, I think the first conversation we ever had was over a table of really bad food at the party we had for our affiliate in Salt Lake City. I remember that morning.
Yes.
Anyway, meeting you and you saying, oh, listen, you know, so you convinced me to listen to you with aplomb, and I have over the years. You're a very important contributor. And I think I told you that morning that I take 30, so maybe some days 40 supplements. And I think you were one of the few people that wasn't surprised or shocked. When people come into my kitchen and they look in the cabinets and they see all the supplements that I take, some every day, some depending on what's going on with my body, they think there's something wrong with me. And not physically, but they think that I'm tied emotionally, and if I were to stop taking the supplements that I do, psychologically, it would send my head into another place. So, again, the spirit-mind-body connection. Do you think that people like me who take a lot of supplements have just convinced themselves they're going to be healthy?
No.
And, okay, well,
no,
explain.
I agree. I do, too. So does Mary. So yeah. Do hundreds and hundreds of our patients, because they read and they study enough to know that the commercial foods that are available in our grocery stores are so depleted of the nutrients that our great-grandparents had right in their backyard that without supplementation, you are going to age way before you should, and you're probably going to die of some kind of a degenerative disease brought on by malnutrition. One of the earliest studies I ever read was by the United States Department of Agriculture. And it was, I think, the early 1990s, and they were comparing just the iron content of spinach from 1950 up to 1985. And the iron content alone, let alone all the other minerals that are in there and the other nutrients and vitamins, had dropped by 85% from a crop that they had analyzed in their records, you know, just like the Smithsonian. They hold on to all of this stuff for forever. Had dropped 85% in its mineral content from 1950 up to 1985. What's happened since then? I suspect it's probably even less than that. And as you were mentioning earlier on the show, the previous show, about how, you know, phosphorus, nitrogen, and potassium is what they throw into the soils to make things look green.
Right.
But they're still devoid of all the trace minerals. And because of what we have done to the soils of our farmlands, there's no humus left. There are no nematodes left. There's no bacteria left. There's no nitrogen left except what they throw on there every year with their fertilizer. And that's only one of many, many, many minerals that we need.
Yeah.
So without supplementation, I don't think you have a choice. Or
well,
a chance.
The food, you go back to the old days of people say, well, they didn't have it before. Listen, 100 years ago, the average lifespan was 60, 65. Today, the average lifespan is 20 years longer than that. Part of it has to be related to what we eat, right? I mean, whether you are what you eat.
That's not a completely accurate number.
Okay, what's the number?
Well, the number, here's the problem. There were an awful lot more childhood diseases and death back then because of bad water. And they averaged those who died early and those who died late and came up with that middle number. That's not a very, that's not an accurate number.
All right. Jack Stockwell giving us the info here. I'm Doug Stephens. Some people say you practice being a doctor. Well, doctors are in practice all the time. I'm practicing without a license. Jack's broadcasting with a license, if you will. I have a broadcaster's license, but I don't have a doctor's license. We continue with the information, helpful as it is, on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Stephens with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The only candidate and the only campaign to use foreign disinformation in 2016 was Hillary Clinton.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas speaking there on Fox News, reacting to the news that President Trump announced he has authorized total declassification of documents related to the Russia investigation, as well as the emails belonging to former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. President Trump is calling for a standalone bill to send a second round of stimulus checks. The president saying the checks will go out immediately and he's ready to sign it now. That news comes as President Trump instructed administration officials on Tuesday to end talks with Democrats. Democrats on another coronavirus stimulus bill, the president saying Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asking for too much funding and not negotiating in good faith. USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
As many Americans continue to deal with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic and lockdowns, Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine is helping folks in his state that are struggling to pay rent and mortgage payments. The governor acknowledges in a press conference on Tuesday that many folks are having a tough time covering bills due to the pandemic.
We will take coronavirus money, we will take what's called the CARES Act dollars, and we will take to help those people who have to pay their rent, and they're way behind their rent, the mortgage.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is telling teams they better start taking coronavirus protocols seriously, or else. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
The NFL says its teams need to get serious about adhering to COVID-19 protocols, and if they don't, it could cost them dearly. In a memo to all 32 teams, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said compliance to health and safety guidelines is mandatory and that failure to comply could bring some serious penalties like fines, the loss of draft picks, or even the forfeiture of a game. The league's tough stance on compliance comes after having to delay the Week 4 matchup between Kansas City and New England and having to reschedule the game between Tennessee and Pittsburgh that was to take place this past weekend and moving it to Week 7 in the wake of several positive tests. The Titans have been dealing with the league's largest coronavirus outbreak, with 20 organization members, including 10 players, testing positive for COVID-19.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Ready for the next half hour of information, conversation. I dare say our conversations are pretty entertaining. But frankly, I guess I can say that if I do say so myself. I think they're pretty entertaining. Dr. Jack Stockwell is the person in the know. I've got the questions. You may have the question. By the way, if you have questions, you can go to his website, findoctor.com, and you can sign up for the system survey. What is not a system survey? It's
symptom survey.
You have the system.
Yeah, Mary and I are more involved with that than ever before.
Because?
They keep coming. Because we're getting so many of them.
Yeah.
And we want to give them as fast and immediate attention and get the results back to the person who sent them to us as soon as mm-hmm. possible.
Yeah.
All of it, no charge. You know, it's very difficult to be able to assess where we are right now in our overall health profile.
Ain't it?
And
though?
It's not just yeah. Well, I
sure
got this
is.
Rash. Well, where's the rash? You know, what do I do about this rash? What do I do about this cough that doesn't seem to want to go away? I get these questions constantly, and I tell them I need a mm-hmm. symptom survey. There are so many different systems inside the body that working together can lead to a certain kind of symptomatic profile. And when you take the symptom survey, it breaks it down into all the various organal and physiological systems of the body,
yep.
And you just rank them to whether something's severe or it's not on your radar at all. Yeah. I go through that thing, I look at it and say, all right, here, I think you got a weak liver, I think you got weak kidneys. You know, we need to strengthen the lungs. Here's some things that I suggest you might consider taking.
Yeah. There's also those webinars that you offer free. I don't know, are those weekly or bi-weekly?
Once a month, the first Thursday of every month. Yep.
All right, so you can sign up for those too, all of them very helpful. If you're interested in knowing more about how you work, how your body works, I suggest you sign up for these puppies, because it helps every bit of information, whether it's here on the air, with the podcast, whatever it is, anything you can do to help yourself out in this age of real compromised health. There was a release this week, Jack, of the stats as to how many people die of cancer and heart disease, and you know, so those are one and two, and then COVID now has become number three, but the numbers seem to be combined with the flu numbers, so they're confusing, and then you go after that, you know, suicides very high on the list, sadly. A lot of murders and that sort of thing. It's amazing how that list of the top 8 ways to die has changed since you and I were kids. That's for damn sure.
Oh, absolutely.
So look at this. Oof.
And I think it comes back to the environmental factors, especially what's happened to our food supply that definitely will affect normal brain function, leading to depression, leading to some of the psychotic or at least neurotic behavior that a lot of Americans suffer from.
Boy, we really do. There are a lot of emotionally unstable people, more so than I've ever seen in my life. There's more attention paid to them, but there's just so much. Is it because we haven't recognized it before, or there is more? You know, you talk about ADHD.
No, there's more. There's more. It's, you know, it's the argument that they use against autism. Oh, we're just recognizing it more now than we used to.
No.
You have a 5-year-old child sitting in your lap, banging their head against the wall, screaming their eyes out because of the horrible terror and pain that they're feeling, and they throw their poop as soon as they can get their hands on it, and we didn't see that 30 years ago? No. That has exploded on the scene right now in vast numbers, and some of the experts are predicting as many as 1 in 3 within the next 10 years are going to be in that category, and one of the other 3 won't be able to handle them, and the other 3rd is going to run away from it. And again, it's the environmental poisoning that's taking place. And
it's environmental inflammation. Well, we know inflammation causes all the problems. So if you allow your lawn to be sprayed with that stuff from...
You're asking for trouble.
Yeah, there's 3 or 4 different service providers around the country that come to your house with a tank. And they'll spray your lawn. So, you'll have a beautiful green lawn. What you don't see are the little signs that they put on it with the skull and crossbones and a circle of how dangerous it is for your children to walk around their bare feet on this stuff. Or, God forbid, your dog goes out and licks it. What do you think is happening to their bodies with that stuff that they're spraying? It's poison, poison. Poison.
The vast number of pets now that are dying early with tumors, for Pete's sake.
Yeah. What's the name of the big company that does that stuff? True Green
Nolan?
Or something?
True Green Nolan. There's a whole bunch of them. And I love it when a new one comes to the door.
It won't be advertising here.
Yeah, well, a new one will come to our door and say, well, at least we're not as poisonous as they are.
Yeah, perfect. Lovely.
Yeah.
All right, here's a note from somebody about coffee. I am tempted to drink coffee, but I've heard that there's information that suggests it might not be the best idea. So this comes from the department of when you hear one scientific study that says chocolate's good for you, and then another one, chocolate's bad for you, or vitamin C's good for you today, tomorrow it'll be bad for you. What about the information that comes regarding this? Well, you don't drink coffee, do you?
No.
Mary doesn't drink coffee.
No. And inside the United States, the word organic still means something. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to do that, you want to try to make sure that it's organic. because, you know, even the heavy pesticide, herbicide spraying that's going on with commercial foods here in this country, it exists all over the whole planet because they have so destroyed the soils. The only way they can get anything to come out of the ground anymore is with heavy fertilization and heavy pesticide, herbicide use. That stuff will attach
unless
itself
they're
to
using
poppy berries.
Like what I'm doing, we've created a new, we've got a brand new, well, it's not, I've been composting for a long time, but I've got a new composting facility that's taking food in addition. And by the way, a lot of coffee grounds, because that supposedly is good.
Yeah.
And just to finish the coffee conversation, apparently according to this study, you should drink coffee after breakfast and not before. Now, why would that be, would you think? What would be...
Well, anytime you eat food and you drink fluid with it, you're going to dilute the hydrochloric acid. Now, I don't know if that's what they're talking about. But
well,
usually, I don't know. I don't know. It's
apparently
probably some
according
kind
to,
of a stimulant.
When you drink a strong coffee, a strong cup of coffee, first thing in the morning, you impair your body's glucose response. So that limits your body's ability to effectively tolerate sugar in all those damn breakfast cereals that you have.
Yeah.
Well, or sugar in the coffee.
True.
Or whatever it is. So it allows the blood sugar to zap up. And that's not good. So sugar, blood sugar control impaired if you drink coffee before you have something in your body in terms of food. All right, so this is worthwhile information. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Lots of info as we continue here on this week's Good Day Health. So with all the focus that we have on losing weight, and it's appropriate and it's important, Calitrin is the diet supplement of choice that we have you to lose weight, that's for sure. But are you taking care of your brain as well as your body? If you aren't, then you ought to listen to me for a minute, because I'm taking Prevagen, and I've been convinced by the folks that are responsible for the combination of ingredients in Prevagen that it will maintain a healthier brain for me, and therefore, with a healthy brain, you got a better life, right? So take care of your brain, add the proven brain health supplement, all natural Prevagen, to your daily routine. Improve your short-term memory and provide brain health. That's really what Prevagen is all about. So think of your brain as you think of your body, especially as you're getting older. Prevagen, something to add to your daily routine for improvement in age-related cognitive impairment. Prevagen has it. Get it for a healthier brain and a better life.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. So let's stick with the sugar thing for a moment, because there is some info, and I guess this pairs well with the conversation we're having about healthy brains and that sort of thing. If you have too much sugar in your system, and it's not just any sugar, apparently it's fructose. Fructose, according to this team of neurologists and neuroscientists, the evidence points to a link between excess sugar and cognitive decline, i.e. associating it with Alzheimer's. So glucose and fructose, you want to take one more step in that direction and define the difference, where it comes from, what it is, how it affects our body?
It's a great subject, because I talk about this often with patients who just way overdo the fruit thing. Glucose is the only form of sugar your body can actually use in its pristine state. The other sugars have to be broken down and converted to glucose before they can actually be used by the body. Your body cannot use fructose, the sugar of fruits. It has to convert the fructose to glucose. They're both six carbon atoms or molecules, and the fructose has to be turned into glucose, which your body will do in order to make it usable for the brain and the other systems of the body. And so whether you're talking about a monosaccharide or a polysaccharide, you know, single sugars, multiple sugars, they all have to be broken down to glucose at the end of the day. Now, when you have a lot of fructose, the liver is the one that has to do a lot of that conversion, and the stuff will build up, and then you get fatty liver disease, and you get some other kinds of problems that start building up in the system when you have too much fructose coming in. I think that was part of Steve Jobs' problem, because he was a fruitarian towards the end of his life. He ate nothing but fruit and died a terrible death with pancreatic cancer. So because the pancreas is the one that has to make the hormone that's going to be able to handle the sugar, insulin. So anytime you overwork an organ, whether it's pancreas or the kidney or the heart or the lungs or the liver, especially with fruit, there's going to be problems down the road.
So you know that I like fruit. I'm eating more vegetables, tomatoes, lettuce, spinach. Have been broccoli more in my diet this summer than has been the case in the past. But I'm still, today, for example, I have blueberries, I have raspberries, I have a peach, I have an orange, I have a kiwi. Let's see, what else do I have? I have
that's
some
a lot
grapes.
Of sugar.
Yeah,
that's a lot of sugar.
So what do you have in place of that? I don't want to eat.
I eat very little
yogurt.
Fruit.
I understand that.
Fruit.
So what would you advise me to take in the morning as I'm doing the radio programs that I do to stay awake, alert, alive? I don't want to eat a big meal before I go on the air. Slows you down. So what?
Yeah.
If it's not fruit, then what is it?
Well, you know what? I prefer eggs.
You and your Mary's.
That's right.
Don't give me that. Mary's milkshake.
Protein and fat. Or Mary's milkshake. Mary's milkshake is absolutely the best all-round, easiest to digest
food
for the morning. And you don't have to put a raw egg in it. Right. Just the other things that are in there that support the bones and the muscles and the nerves and the joints.
What I've started doing is taking a glass of whole organic or raw milk, mixing it with a chocolate chocolate protein supplement, and drinking that. Maybe that would be the supplement. Or
well, that's one of the best things that Standard Process makes, is that chocolate shake.
Yeah, I got a big thing of it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Two or three scoops of that in raw milk, and you got your morning set.
There you go. Okay, well, maybe I'm going to stop buying fruit. I love the but blueberries. I can't do without blueberries. You got to have blueberries.
Just try to make them organic.
Blueberry and apples. Apples and blueberries are the two things I think I need the most of, frankly. They say bananas are good for your brain, too, to a point. All right, anyway, there you have it. All kinds of information, as usual, here, as we continue with our weekly overview of what's going on from Jack's point of view. Dr. Jack Stockwell, here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Continuing on now, 53 after the hour, Laura Banks is here with us for her weekly visit. Astrologer is the game, and I don't know if it's...
That's right.
I was trying
knowledge
to be...
Knowledge is the name.
There it is, yes. I wanted to come up with some poetic way here. Something that rhymed. Yeah, knowledge is the game, astrology is the name, or whatever, however.
Yeah, anyway, whatever.
The bottom line is, we have entered into fall... we are now in the month of Libra or Libra, Librans, using
the
Western model. And so what is happening? What's the foundation of difference this week? Are we supposed to be looking at?
Big changes going on. We have a full moon in Aries coming up October 1st, which is going to be all about what are your needs and what are the needs of others. It's a powerful time. The next 2 weeks would be looking at organization, just really structuring and moving forward with goals, health-wise. A lot of focus on getting your health together. We've also got Mars is retrograde through November 13th, which
what does that
can kind of make us passive-aggressive. We can kind of get passive aggressive with that, Doug. So you got to be careful. And then Pluto goes
direct.
What do
you mean? What does that mean, though? Be careful. Be careful. How? What? Where?
Be careful. Watch your behavior with people that you generally kind of have trouble getting along with. That you're not passive aggressive because Mars.
You mean, don't tell them to go poop in their hat when I.
Well, go. Don't go. No. Don't say something snide out of the side of your mouth that you need to say direct. You know, like I hate passive aggressive people. I really do. It's one of my huge pet peeves. It's like just say what it is, although I'm sure I'm capable of it, but you know, you just want to watch your own behavior through the cycle. You don't want to instigate problems or arguments because of that Mercury, because of that Mars retrograde. You know, we always talk about Mercury retrograde, but Mars is on a deep cycle of retrograde for
there have been a number of planets that have been in retrograde. Pretty much the most.
And Pluto is going direct.
Right?
Pluto's going direct. Yeah, Pluto's going direct on October 4th, which is huge. It's going to be intensity around that for weeks possibly to come. Lots of strong focus on ambition and to feel empowered. So we're all in that final cycle of October where we're going to get some work done before the holidays and the end of the year and the election and God knows what. Our insects are showing up to eat the cows now. I don't know what's going to happen next. But October, you're going to have a chance to get into some very powerful work on whether it's business, your, I don't know, make necessary changes you need to make after October 4th.
What does that mean?
What's in front of you to change? You know, what's in
everything.
Front of you?
Well, we always need to change. We resist it. Everybody resists
it. My focus has been on a relationship. I've been very honest about that with myself. I have desires and career desires, and I went online and I got extremely, extremely focused on meeting someone. I've met someone. My life is changing. I'm moving to Indiana to be with him for a month. What's your central focus that you're ignoring? I always tell you, Doug, I think you need love and romance in your life, and you've given up on it, and I think if you just decided to make that a focus, that it could manifest. But you had to put the past in the past.
I'm thinking about it more than I have.
Stop thinking and start doing.
It's 24 hours in a day. That one thing about relationships, it takes work and time. And you have to decide that that's what you want to give it. It's been easy in the past because I've tended to be more romantic, if that's the word you want to use, more interested. And you're right. I lost the last couple of years after getting out of being dismissed, actually, more than anything else, from a relationship that I had for a number of years, it wasn't a great relationship for me because we didn't, either of us, take the chance, and that was really what it required. Having a romance requires taking a chance. But it does,
but it's got to be a right fit person who, you know, like my friend Jeanette always said, don't give anyone the time of day that isn't into you. Why even think about them? You know, it's a lifeblood. It's a life force for you that when it is not there, you're not on track. So what I'm telling you and anyone who's listening is to what is the central thing you're saying I've given up on, I've resigned on, whether it's my health, my weight, my relationship with my children. But if it's romance, everyone's looking to meet someone right now. Everyone's saying that dating is so fantastic right now. Get on the internet. Go fishing.
But how can you meet them in the COVID thing? You can't.
You can meet individual people online for a date. Believe me, you're not going to get sick. If you see a woman and she likes you and you like her, you guys can go on a date.
Okay.
Share yourself.
All right. I'll take that to heart. So that's it. Laura Banks, astrologer extraordinaire here. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Stevan.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now.
We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.